This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Life's big decisions aren't always easy, but you don't have to figure them out alone. Psychic Source connects you with trusted psychics who offer real insight, not just predictions. Whether it's love, career, or life's big questions, you'll get honest, judgment-free guidance in a private safe space, anytime, 24/7. And if your reading doesn't feel right, it's free. Take control of your future. Get a reading for just 83 cents per minute, plus 3 minutes free. Visit PsychicSource.com and use promo code HELLO25 to get started. Psychic Source, insight when you need it most.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
They thought it was the perfect crime until the body was found. You're listening to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
I would imagine a lot of shame comes along with that if you're looking back on it. And maybe you should have some, maybe you shouldn't. I don't know the answer to that. It's probably a very individual thing in how you're processing it and how you're dealing with it. But I think inevitably, if you're seeing the light beyond Nexium, you're probably going, wow, I can't believe I did that. I can't believe I thought this was a good idea. Mm-hmm. How does that play a role in recovery and moving on from something like this and overcoming it after you've experienced something like that, and you go from this is a good idea to horror realizing what happened?
Yeah. I think everybody has to go through this process of unpacking their reasons for becoming, caught in that kind of a situation. And yeah, it's different for everybody, but these were obviously people with fragile parts, fragile components to their personality, vulnerabilities, and they were manipulated. And I think that's, shame is something that most would experience, but probably not productive moving on. So I'd be looking at helping them gain some insight, having compassion for themselves, and then taking those lessons about, what do you do with your personal power and how to keep from giving it away again. That would be the bigger picture that they'd be.
Why might some members or former members of Nexium, because it's not really a group anymore per se, why might they continue to support Ranieri, even if they weren't part of the DOS aspect of it? These things have been proven in court. The sex allegations have been proven in court. The branding's been proven in court. All of that is there. You have plenty of women who experience this, who look back on this as a horrible, horrible experience in their life, and he's in prison because of it. But you still have some that look at this guy going, Vanguard, you're my man. And I don't get that either, but maybe you can enlighten me on this. It's that separating, well, this one person did good things for me. They didn't do these bad things to me, so I have no problem with them. But over here, you have people who have been abused. For me, if I see somebody abusing somebody, I'm not going to look back and go, oh, great person. Mm-hmm. It's like at a restaurant, somebody's being a horrible person to the waiter or waitress. I don't want to be their friend. I don't want to continue any relationship with them if I'm just meeting them and seeing this is how they're acting to another. I don't go, well, they weren't being an ass to me, so they're okay. With something this extreme, we're talking about sexual abuse, we're talking about branding. How do some people have in their psyche the ability to separate the two and still hold on to this one belief system over here when it's very contradictory and factual right next to it?
Yeah, the human capacity for denial can be so strange, huh? It's just unbelievable that they can do that kind of a rationalization or separation. I think one of the things that's going on sometimes for some of them is that they would be so distressed if they allowed themselves to sit with the reality that this defense mechanism just kicks in and they aren't going to see it. Because if they saw it, what would that mean about them? What would it mean about all this time they invested, the money they invested, the BS that they've spouted for all these years? And it's just too much for them to allow themselves to see reality.
Ranieri has always been fairly defiant in court, really arguing that he didn't do anything wrong. Do you think he did nothing wrong, or do you think he thinks he did nothing wrong, is what I'm trying to say, from behind bars, that, you know, the sex was part of it. I mean, that's what we'll call it, or that's what he called it, rather, was sex. Clearly, it was coerced. It basically becomes rape at that point. But in his mind, it was part of the experience, part of the adulation, and part of the committing yourself to him. Mm-hmm. Not a real sane way of thinking, but in his mind, that's how it works. If you're still there, even after everyone's pointing this out, do you ever come back to seeing what is right or wrong? Or is this just, this is how it's going to equate in this guy's mind forever? So that's going to make him a danger should he ever get back out there and have that control over others again.
Yeah, you nailed it. This is how this is going to play out in his mind forever. And that's the hallmark of a dangerous psychopathic sadistic person, is they believe that they are entitled. They believe that other people are objects for them to use. They can spout this, you know, I helped them, and completely buy it. And that's, I think, why there is no repentance for someone like this, why they're not safe to walk among the rest of us.
If we were to see another trial, if in fact this is factual, that could very easily throw it back in and everything's back on the table. This happened a while ago. A lot of people have kind of moved on in silence with their lives. Some have been speaking out about it, but how difficult is it going to be, or would it be, do you think, to prosecute Ranieri a second round with people who may not want to stand up and relive all of this? You'd certainly have to, I think, be relying on some of them to come back out of the shadows and share their story. I don't know how willing they're going to want to be about something like this. Do you think that could prevent any red flags should this have to go back?
I would think that even though it would be difficult to open up this box again, that there has been so much support for the survivors, I would think that, you know, that they would do it, just because at this point it's overwhelmingly obvious that this is a bad guy and he needs to be locked up. And I think that's part of healing for people too, is seeing that, as we've talked about, the bad guy goes to jail, seeing that that happens. And that can be a very important part of healing, even though it's unpleasant to do it and you hate to see them have to do it a second time. But I think for most people, it would be a good thing ultimately.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.